exhibition started with a project about remembering our, it was when I was doing a course, it was remembering our family home. And when I thought back about my family home, the main thing I remembered, if I thought long and hard, was the glass in the front door. Because my memories are quite tactile, I could imagine walking round the house. I knew where the light switches were. I knew where the door handles were. I knew the change in the floor coverings as I walked round. I could imagine it all. I remember how many stairs, you know, and the different wallpaper feelings. I found that my memories were very, very tied up with the feel of the place. And one of the major feelings was the front door glass, which every time I walked past it, I just sort of ran my fingers across it. Or on the other side, you ran your nails across it and it went sort of... There's a very definite noise I could remember from it. That was my biggest memory of the house. So working on from that, I researched the pattern in the glass and tried to... Because I couldn't clearly remember the pattern. And I know it annoyed me because it didn't seem regular. Anyway, I since discovered that it was a pattern from the 1950s to do with science. It was to do with the structure of some atom or other. There was a series of them done in 1950 something. Anyway, I found it. And so that was important, the pattern, and the fact that that wasn't a regular pattern, whereas everything else I could remember about Stevenage was very regular, and as you said, grids, the town centre, the shape of the layout of it, the buildings all having those rectangular or square panels, the schools all being made of those panels, the town centre, once you look up, is all the buildings all have those panels. Even the clock is very square. And so I tried to devise a pattern that was more in keeping with the shape of the town or the layout, the grid type nature of it. And then when I thought about it, the other main thing I remembered about the house, apart from the materials it was made of and the pattern in the door, was who was there when. And that was what changed the feeling in the house, the actual feeling when you were in it. And I realised that there were four phases. The first five phases. The first one was when there was my dad, my mum and me there. The next phase was when there was my dad, my mum, me and my sister, who was born there. Then there was the phase when there was just mum, me and my sister. And then there was the phase that was just mum and my sister. And then there was the final phase where it was just mum on her own there. And each of those gave the house a very different atmosphere and were definite stages that it went through. And so the more I thought about it, the more I realised that that was one of my abiding memories as well. And so I combined that pattern with the tactile thing, and I made all sorts of things in every material I could imagine, incorporating the pattern to the point where it felt like the whole house was somehow imbued with that pattern and that every surface would have a reference to that pattern. Yeah. Which was what, almost like ghosts in a house, you know, you feel like you can, its history is in its very structure. That was kind of the idea. And it also tied in with the stage in my own life where I'm currently there are people, you know, my children are leaving and the makeup of our house at home is changing. So it's to do with absence, presence and absence, really. And a lot of the work, if you look at it, you'll see is people have gone and left behind traces in one way or another. So it's to do with presence and absence. And if you look, the mother figure is the only person who's there throughout the entire period. The other major element, apart from the texture and the pattern, is the colour. And the central piece of the exhibition is a replica of the front door, which was the beginning of it all. In the exhibition, keeping a low profile, is the original photograph, which started me off, which is me, age 11, standing in front of the original front door. and I've made a replica of it, and it is painted the original Stevenage Council House 1971 yellow, which I managed to find. And that colour then permeates the whole of the exhibition, because it seems to sum up the period to me. And I've just extended it throughout. That is the colour in my head when I think of the time here.